This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Martin Foley, member for Albert Park and minister, I know it's a very long title, Martin, but minister for everything. Good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Taz.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, where are you geographically, well, Martin?
Geographically, I'm actually in Middle Park.
Wow.
Oh, in the middle of your electorate.
I am in the middle of my electorate.
Fantastic.
So what are you doing, a street stall or something?
In the very near future, yes.
Oh, there you go. The life of a politician is almost predictable, Martin.
Sadly so.
So during the week you announced another batch of grants on behalf of the community. Thank you for those grants. But tell us, what are they for and who got them?
Okay, so $700,000 in the latest round of various community capacity grants, organisational support grants, and just dealing with the more work you do in working with the LGBTI community right across Victoria, the more work that needs to be done. There is such a huge unmet demand of people and organisations in their own local community, let alone new organisations that are popping up all over the state, who quite rightly demand that they have a say in the equality agenda of the state. So whether it's groups stall or families of gender diverse children or rainbow families, Transgender Victoria, new groups that are emerging in Wodonga, in the southwest, all have...
Well, there's a couple of groups here I've never heard of. Alphabet Soup?
Alphabet Soup is a fantastic grassroots organisation, a trans person who has moved back to stall, who has put together a bit of a network of trans support people in that part of the state out of nothing, that has come on the back of the regional and rural roadshows that have been rolled across the state in the last 2 years.
And do those people actually live in stall? Do they live in Queensland like their mayor?
No. This person genuinely lives in stall and got together not just within stall. Yes, there's an emergent trans community that, of course, has always been there, but now has the pride and the support and now the capacity to start to organise, to start to have their voice heard across not just stall but the wider southwest region. So organisations like that that did not exist a few years ago, that would not have stuck their head up above the parapet a few years ago, but with the confidence that particularly the regional and rural roadshows, which have now visited 23 different communities across the state.
23, wow.
Have given the opportunity for them to take this next step, to build capacity, to build organisation, and to build visibility. And that is, I couldn't be more proud than these fantastic 18 different organisations that have been the recipients of this latest round of grants.
Fantastic. Now, in addition to the grants, in your media release, you said that you attended a community of practice, and that the community of practice brings together community leaders to share their experiences, ideas, and support new projects, etc. Can you explain to our listeners what a community of practice is and what actually took place? I mean, was it a meeting or was it a big lunch? What exactly was it?
I did ask that question myself on the way there. Community of practice is a bunch of GPs or something? No, it was the coming together of the emergent as well as existing organisations, individuals from right across the state on the back of those 23 regional and rural roadshows that the fantastic Roe Allen's bust and the groups that it sprung up around. So the message that came from those roadshows was, okay, we're here, we're visible, we're grateful for support, but what's next? So it was both a combination of 2 days where all these different groups came to Melbourne and shared experiences, talked about strategies for what they could learn from each other, and just got the clear message that they're not alone and that the amazing networking that I saw take place on the Tuesday night just filled me with confidence that the wave of equality, not just within the realm of the tram tracks of central Melbourne, but right across our state, is unstoppable. And whilst we might see weird things like, you know, antediluvian branches of the Liberal Party throw up gay conversion motions, their place is in the past. It's this wave of diversity and respect and celebration that is unstoppable in our state.
I want to ask you about that, Martin. How do you think people in the Liberal Party? Okay, I know you're not a member of the Liberal Party and a supporter, but what do you think was actually in their heads when these people in Kevin Andrews' electorate, and I'm sure encouraged by Marcus Bastion and who's the member for Q? Tim Smith.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What's in their minds? I mean, are they actually serious about this, or is it just part of upcoming pre-selection battles?
Well, I clearly can't speak for the Liberal Party.
Oh, why not? Have a go.
It is pretty apparent that there is an emergent extremist element within the Victorian Liberal Party that is wrapped around some disturbingly fundamentalist Christian views of what the world is like. And we've seen it in a number of allegedly branch stacking arrangements, successful pre-selection moves where, if you like, the wet faction of the Liberal Party has been replaced by some hard right extremists. And these kind of throwback to a world that probably never really existed, but like people would like to pretend to that existed, we're seeing are sadly, in my view, the emergent results of that. And whilst I'm glad that those matters have been pulled from the Liberal Party agenda for their upcoming conference, it is disturbing the manner in which certainly Greg Hunt, the federal health minister, who also has responsibility for mental health, and indeed Matthew Guy, failed to call it out fundamentally for what it is: homophobia.
Yeah, it's pretty troubling. Quite apart from the fact that it has no medical basis. I mean, what's the next motion to limit the distance people can travel because the Earth is flat?
Yeah, and it wasn't just the anti-trans resolution. Oh. There were the calls to wind back the human rights and equal opportunity legislation. There was a range of different foreshadowed resolutions, some of which weren't pulled, that were equally concerning about just the growth of some extremist elements in the Liberal Party. And we're not worried about those. We're worried about building and working with our diverse and increasingly organised LGBTI Victorians and providing the resources and the capacity to make sure that those backward-looking elements aren't heard, because the voice and visibility of LGBTI Victorians, wherever they are in the state, will be supported and confident to have their presence acknowledged and respected.
So while we're chatting about all of this, Martin, have you heard about the sex ed sit-out, the political posting Mama is going to be staging in a couple of weeks' time?
Sadly, I have, yes.
What exactly is it? I don't want to give too much oxygen to it, but what exactly is it?
Well, again, it's this associations, particularly with the eastern suburbs, fundamentalist Christian communities that we're seeing increasingly powerful in the Liberal Party, where there seem to be, whether it's in local government or in targeting education, promoting their kind of echo chamber view that our equality agenda is about turning boys into girls and girls into boys and sexualising young children. Of course, that is complete nonsense. What we're talking about is dealing with the support that young people, particularly trans young kids, need to be supported in who they are and supporting their families in that journey. How on earth this can be conflated into the sort of nonsense that political posting Mama and others put up is beyond me, but it is a rich and vibrant democracy, so we'll just deal with it on its merits.
We've got a comment here from a listener. The Liberals are not a modern-day Liberal Party at all. They're extremists. It's all a facade. Tim Wilson and the other gay Liberals should be disgusted. They're only tolerated because of their middle-class status. Well done to Trent Zimmerman for dismissing the ridiculous policy. Great interview, and thank you, Martin, for your support of our community capacity building.
Wow.
There you go.
That's quite a lovely comment.
Well, thank you, that person.
We'll get her a postal vote. Make sure she's in your seat.
It's not actually hard to do this. We committed that we would establish the whole equality framework, and the more work you do in this space, the more unmet and demanded to be heard groups you see come forward. And it's been phenomenal 3.5 years, but what it's pointed to is the even greater need that is out there and the expectation that the rich array of community organisations, individuals within the LGBTI family rainbows want to step forward. And with not much money, the amazing leverage that can be generated from this is unstoppable.
Congratulations on the grants. Congratulations on the community of practice, whatever that ended up really being. It all sounds great. Will there be another round of grants before the election, Minister?
That's certainly our hope. And as recently as last night at Minus 18 Queer Formal, we announced $175,000 to Minus 18 to bring together young queer people from right across the states later in the year to talk about the kind of next generation of support and ideas that young LGBTI Victorians are seeking. So there's so much to do in this space and so little time.
Yeah.
So we look forward to doing what we can where we can.
Now, can we look forward, Martin, to having you in the studio again one Saturday? I know you have to give up cake stalls and door knocking and stuff, but we'd love to have you in. Perhaps go buy a stall on the way and bring us in some cakes.
That's a deal, Macca.
A deal? Fantastic.
That's a deal.
Love that. Look, thank you for your support. These grants are hugely important to our community. I love the depth of them. I love the breadth. It's about capacity. It's about recognition. I'm very happy about this. It's great stuff. Thank you.
It is good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Macca. Thanks, Ted.
Have a great day. Enjoy
Cheers.
The rest of your weekend.
That was Martin Foley, MP, Minister for everything that's important to us.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.